You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thanks so much for being with us today. Today is actually a Frozen themed show, and I'm so excited to have not one, but two of our guests from the original Broadway cast of Frozen. Today is also our On With The Show segment, and our special guests were supposed to have been in a production of, you guessed it, Frozen Jr. I always thought that Rapunzel was like the ultimate quarantine princess. After all, she was stuck in that tower for like how many years? But now, I actually think Elsa's the queen of quarantine. Think about it. She wore gloves and locked the palace down to protect everyone. She was also like really, really good at social distancing. And if we are going for a Frozen theme, I'm going to go for more like a Kristoff look with longer hair since I can't get my hair cut. Speaking of Elsa, my first guest was one of the original young Elsas on Broadway. I am so excited to have her on here. Let's give a big welcome to Ayla Schwartz.
Hey, Ayla.
Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. How have you been impacted by COVID-19?
Obviously things are a lot different because, you know, we're inside the house and we're quarantined. My family's healthy and we're all safe, so that's really all that counts for me. But my bat mitzvah was actually supposed to be in May, so that had to be canceled, which I was really upset about. I was going to host a cabaret for my bat mitzvah project with all 14 of the young Annas and Elsas from Frozen on Broadway to raise money for the Covenant House, but that also had to be canceled, so yeah.
Well, I mean, now you can have a, what would it be called? A bot line mitzvah? Here's a fun fact. I actually worked with Ayla on Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol in December, which was also to support the Actors Fund. Are there any other projects that you have worked on or are currently working on that you have a really, really strong connection to?
A while ago before I was in Frozen, I actually worked on a play. It was called The Miracle Worker, and I played Helen Keller as a child. And even after all these years, I still have such a strong connection to that show. Like, it was one of the most, like, favorite performances I ever did, and we only had a few shows, but, like, I'll definitely remember that character forever.
I find it so amazing that you originated the part of such an iconic and beloved character, which is young Elsa in Frozen the Musical. What was it like being a part of the developmental projects of the Broadway production?
It was honestly just so surreal. Like, it was my Broadway debut, and I was also in the original cast of Frozen. I was super close with the four girls, so when we got to go to Denver for our out-of-town tryout, it was even more amazing, and we all got to come back and do it in New York. There was, you know, the original Broadway cast recording. All of it was just, I couldn't have imagined a better experience.
I think I saw you in Frozen. You were incredible. Because none of us are in New York City, but we can't go anywhere because of COVID-19. When MIC reopens, is there a place that you can't wait to return to?
I can't wait to get back to the city and back into, like, you know, all of our old, like, activities that we used to do. Like, a lot of my friends live in the city too, and it's just going to be really exciting to, like, see more shows and get to see my friends again and spend a lot more time there.
For me personally, I think it's Times Square I'm really, really missing because that was like the heart of Broadway.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, one thing I'm not missing is the fake Mickeys and the fake Disney characters. Those always freak me out. But what song would you like to sing for us today and why you choose that song?
I'm going to sing Astonishing from Little Women. I've always loved this song. I sang it a while ago at a cabaret, but it's always just been one of my favorites.
Oh, I love that song. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Great.
Cool.
I thought home was all I'd ever want. My I own something more. I've got to know if I can be astonishing. There's a life that I am meant to lead, a life like nothing I have known. I can feel it, and it's far from here. I've got to find it on my own. Within a life that I am aching to begin, there must be somewhere I can be astonishing, astonishing.
Ayla, you're so astonishing. My next guest worked closely with Ayla when she was one of the original young Annas in Frozen on Broadway. They also got to work together in the pre-Broadway run of Frozen in Denver. I'm so happy to welcome back Audrey Bennett.
Hey, Audrey.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. What about you?
Pretty good as well. It feels like day a million right now in quarantine.
Yeah, it's only day 42. Oh my
what?
God. I know. It feels like it's been going on for forever.
Oh, yeah. Besides being in Frozen on Broadway, Hunters on Amazon, and like a million other TV shows and musicals, I saw a big announcement about a new series that you're in. I'm really, really excited for you. Can you tell us what it is?
Well, it's called Love Life, and the show, it's about Anna Kendrick. And she plays Darby. I get to play her younger self, and it's all about like her love life and everything that went on in it, and like all the failures and breakups and all the drama.
Where can our listeners and viewers watch it?
They can watch it on HBO Max. It's going to come out on May 27th.
I'm really, really happy for you. Did you have a favorite day on set?
Well, one of the days there was a huge cat on set. That was awesome. I love cats.
Whoa. Was the cat planned or did it just kind of like walk onto set?
Oh, it was planned, I think.
Good, because I mean, if you had a stray cat just suddenly walk into the filming area, that would kind of be like, oh, okay. It's not Disneyland. They don't just let cats run free to catch mice. Fun fact, that's actually what they do at Disneyland, which is really cool. I can't wait to get back to New York City and to, of course, see you in person again and see some more Broadway shows, like Book of Mormon, which I've been dying to see.
Yeah, same. Except my parents won't let me see it until I'm like, my mom says 18 and my dad says 21.
My mom says 18 and my dad says 13. Oh, and I have here that you're going to be singing You and Me from Book of Mormon, right?
Yes, I will be, and it's going to be super fun.
What made you select You and Me?
Well, I think it's a super fun song from an awesome show. It's like, it's child appropriate, and like, I really have been wanting to sing a duet with you, and it's like, and I feel like it's, well, of course it's hard to find boy and girl songs or just duets that aren't love songs, which is like kind of dumb, like they should have more.
Except for like the song that goes like this. I mean, that kind of is like a romantic song, but not, because it's like a parody romantic song.
Yeah.
Oh, I have actually a cool fun fact. Josh Gad, who actually originated the part of Elder Cunningham, and of course Olaf and Frozen, is actually from the same school that I went to before going up to New York City. I will try my best to do his part justice.
Oh, I'm sure you will. And like, that's incredible that you go to this, that you went to the same school as him.
I only found out like a couple years ago, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're also going to do the other part justice. Like, Elder Price, like, you're going to be incredible for that.
Thank you, so will you.
Oh, thank you. I think I'm ready to be your loyal sidekick, Audrey.
I've always had the hope that on the day I go to heaven, Heavenly Father will shake my hand. You've done an awesome job, Kevin. Now it's our time to go out.
My best
set
friend.
Set the world's people free. We can do it together, you and me, but mostly me. You and me, but mostly me, are gonna change the world forever. I can do most anything,
and I can stand next to you and watch.
Every hero needs a sidekick, every captain needs a mate.
Aye, aye.
Every dinner needs a side dish
on a slightly smaller plate.
And now we're seeing eye to eye. It's so great we can agree that Heavenly Father has chosen you and me, just mostly me. Something incredible, I'll do something incredible. I wanna be the Mormon who changed all of mankind.
My best friend.
It's something I've foreseen. Now that I'm 19, I'll do something
so much, Audrey. I'll be your trusty sidekick anytime. Not only is Frozen on Broadway paused, but so many students were preparing to do versions of Frozen Jr. in schools and theaters across the country until COVID-19 put a stop to that. But that is not stopping my next guests, who are about to go
on with the show!
Hallie Kate Derricks and Liza Smith are neighbors who were cast to portray Anna and Elsa in the Coronith Theater Arts production of Frozen Jr. in Coronith, Mississippi. I'm so happy to welcome them onto today's show.
Hi, Hallie Kate and Liza.
Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Tell us what happened with Frozen Junior.
Well, we had one in-person rehearsal before the coronavirus started spreading. And after it started spreading, we had to switch over to Zoom rehearsals. And so we've been doing that for a couple of weeks now, and we weren't even really sure if we were going to be able to have the show. But our amazing director, Joshua Steen at Corinth Theater Arts, said that there were so many talented people in the group not to have the show. So it was just postponed, and they're really amazing. So I think we're going to have the show sometime in the summer.
Oh, I really hope that you have the show. Hopefully I'll be able to see it.
Yes, that would be awesome.
It sounds like it's going to be incredible. Which parts were you both playing?
I'm playing Elsa.
And I'm playing Anna.
Oh, that's so cool. Is there a website where viewers and listeners can go to see updates about the show?
It should be www.corinththeaterarts.com.
Cool. Oh, and I have a quick question. Did you get to see Frozen on Broadway?
Yes, I did. I was so lucky to see it in the summer of 2018, and it was so wonderful.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to. I've never even been to New York, but I would love to see it.
I actually have some friends all the way from Arendelle who want to say hi. Let me see if they're on here. Audrey, Ayla.
Hi.
Holly, Kate, and Liza, meet Ayla Schwartz, who was one of the original Young Elsas on Broadway, and Audrey Bennett, who was one of the original Young Annas on Broadway.
Hi.
So nice to meet y'all.
Now, Ayla and Audrey, do you have any advice for our friends Hallie, Kate, and Liza, and for our friends watching at home and listening at home whose shows were canceled because of COVID-19?
Well, I just think that it's really sad that they would be canceled, but I think that, for one, it's for the best, but two, like, you just need to keep working and take advantage of the fact that we have all this time to practice your craft and get better at the things that you usually don't have time to focus on. So just so whenever you come out, you can be even better than you already were and surprise everyone.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Audrey. You know, it's got to be a really hard time for you guys right now because you can't put on your super special show. I mean, come on, it's Frozen. But also, you know, even when there's no COVID-19, like, there's always going to be obstacles. And I think learning to overcome those obstacles is definitely a very important thing to learn. And I mean, yeah, I'm sending all the support to you guys, like your cast and crew, Break Legs, definitely. And I can't wait for when you guys get to actually put on the show. Really, the relationships that you make with, like, these people, like, even with your show, I'm sure all of you are going to be super close after you do this wonderful show. Like, it's just really the best.
Yeah, like, the relationships that you make, they're, like, forever. They're not ever going to go away. Like, you have this beautiful connection of performing and singing and dancing and acting, and it's, like, you can never lose that, so you'll always be able to, you'll always have something connecting you to all these other people.
Right. That's awesome.
I do have to say, you guys look like your roles, like, a lot.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you. Are you guys in any shows currently right now?
The Early Night Show!
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a lot of virtual cabarets and stuff. I'm doing, like, this virtual staged reading, but, you know, it's very slow right now, everything. But hopefully things will start back up again once COVID is over.
Yeah, I've been getting auditions, but, like, it's not nearly how it was before.
Yeah.
Like, things were canceled. So I'm not really in shows right now, but the cabarets are fun.
Right. Thank you so much.
Now we can't.
It's gonna be awesome.
Now we can't be on Broadway right now or be in New York currently or go outside New York, but Hallie, Kate, and Liza, do you want to sing something from Frozen for us?
Sure.
The windows open, so is that door. I didn't know they did that anymore. And there's two nice ladies helping me get dressed. For years I roamed these empty halls. Why have a ballroom with no balls? Coronation day is just the best. There'll be actual real life people. It will be totally strange. But well, my soul.
so much, Hallie Kate, Liza, Ayla, and Audrey for the Arundelian surprise. If you are or know of a student whose show was canceled or postponed because of COVID-19, there's a chance to sing on our show. Just send an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and include your name, social media handle, and link to a video of you singing. We hope to show your talents off to the world. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show wherever podcasts are found and videos of our episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thank you so much to today's guests, Ayla Schwartz, Audrey Bennett, Hallie Kate Derricks, and Liza Smith. And let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshuaTurchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.